Good evening. You're all very welcome to our carol service, and I trust you enjoy the service. Our first reading tonight is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Thank you, James. Good evening again. Our opening carol is on your your book that you received on the way in. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Standing to sing, please, this first carol.
Thank you.
Now, we do make a welcome tonight, as James has already said, to our choir service, our annual choir service in Lurgan Baptist Church. We do welcome you tonight. Perhaps you're a parent or a grandparent or a friend or neighbour of one of the kids, the children that come to Sunday school, or just a friend. And so we do really make you welcome amongst us tonight. We trust that you feel at home among us, and we pray that the Lord will bless you for being here tonight. We want to thank all the Sunday school children for being here tonight. All turned out well, and we do make them welcome. We do thank the teachers too for their commitment to our Sunday school down through another year. We appreciate their commitment every Sunday afternoon, and to that end we just want to thank them for all that they do for the young people in our assembly here. We do welcome those tonight who join with us by way of sermon audio, as this service goes out online tonight. There's people watching us from all over the world, our service here in Lurgan Baptist Church. And so if that's you tonight and you're watching us online, we do make you welcome and trust that the Lord will bless you as well. We do, on behalf of our church tonight, the elders, the deacons and those that meet here, wish you all a very happy Christmas. I trust that the Lord will be with you and that you'll have a peaceful festive season. I do want to welcome tonight too. There's many taking part tonight. The Sunday school will sing. Many will read. Our own choir will sing two pieces. And it's good also to welcome one of our own tonight, Mr. Everett Smith, onto the platform. Everett is a good friend of mine, and one of our own at Lurgan here. And so he's coming tonight to bring the closing word. And so we thank him for that tonight, and trust the Lord will be with him for that. Just the announcements for our own church. The next meeting will be on Thursday evening at 8 p.m, the Assembly Prayer Meeting. And then next Lord's Day, 11 and 7. As I've said this morning, there's two good looking preachers next Sunday. It's worth repeating, I think. And that is Morris at 11 o'clock and Colin Emerson at 7, whoever he is. The singers next Sunday night will be Denver and Lynn and Anna and Jessica Wilson. It's a family affair, and we're just so appreciative of them coming and ministering to us next Sunday night. Remember then our Christmas morning service, Tuesday the 25th of December, Christmas morning, 10:30 in the church here, just for 45 minutes or so. And our brother Richard McNabb, the superintendent of our Sunday school, is responsible for bringing the word on Christmas morning. Try and come out and support us. As I say, it's just 45 minutes or so, and it's a nice way to start Christmas morning. After the meeting tonight too, there will be tea and mince pies and shortbread for everybody. We're sure that we'll get everybody fed. And so if you make your way into the hall after the service, the adults will be in the main hall and then the children will be in the back hall, but there will be plenty there to direct you the right way. And we would encourage everybody to stay if possible and have a cup of tea and fellowship with us. I think these are all the announcements, and they're all subject to the will of the Lord. Let's come before the Lord tonight and ask them to be with us tonight. Our God and Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we come before thee tonight. We do thank thee for this wonderful time of the year that reminds us of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this scene of time. We do thank thee tonight for his condescending grace, the one who left heaven and come to earth to this scene of time, born as a baby in Bethlehem's manger. There was none so mighty at his birth and on his throne supreme. His shoulders held up heaven and earth as Mary held up him. We thank thee that the very one who lay in the manger was God himself in human flesh. We thank thee that he came. We thank thee that he died upon the cross and gave his life as a ransom for us. We thank thee that the Christmas story doesn't finish at Bethlehem. We remember Calvary, that place where they crucified him, and as he shed his blood as a ransom for us. And so, O God, we do give thanks for being together like this. We thank thee for so many that are gathered in tonight, and we just pray for each home that is represented. We pray for each child amongst us tonight, Lord. We pray for their parents, for those that look after them and care for them. And we pray for each one tonight, Lord. And we pray for those that would take part, those that would read, and those that would sing. And we do pray especially for Everett, O God, tonight, as he comes to the desk and as he opens a word and proclaims the gospel simply tonight, we just pray that thou would speak to him all that he needs. Give him help from heaven itself. Pray the Spirit of God would move tonight, that souls would be convicted, even this Christmas time, and that some would come to know the Lord Jesus as our Saviour. And so to that end, Lord, we just cast the great need of this meeting before thee. We ask for help and look for blessing in our Saviour's name. Amen. Our choir are going to come up and sing Redeeming Love. to the choir tonight. Our next carol is On Their Seat Again, O Holy Night. The stars are shining brightly. It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth. O night divine. Standing again, while we praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Good. Good singing and praise to the Lord. Our next three items are from our Sunday school. Leah Wells is going to come and read from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. Then our Sunday school choir will come and sing to us. And then Joshua McComb will come and read from Luke chapter 2. So we're going to do it in that order. Thank you, Leah.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Well, thank you to Leah and to Joshua and the Sunday School Choir is great as well. Weren't they brilliant? Great, amen. Great. Our next hymn is, As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright. Standing again, please. Thank you. Kieran Wells is going to come and read from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 and 10 to 11, and then the choir will come and sing another piece. Thanks, Kieran.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in this east, and are come to worship him. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so
amazing. Yeah.
just as simple as that, Albert. Albert's like myself, unless there's wheels on it, he's right. There you are. Go ahead.
He's on the screen.
Yep.
Hallelujah. It's not really good, mums and dads.
Yeah,
I thought it was absolutely excellent. The wee ones were brilliant. The big ones weren't too bad either. But it was very, very good. Aye. I like the way he said the two good-looking fellas are here next week. We're in trouble. I want to tell the boys and girls, I want you to sit up and listen carefully. And I want the mums and dads to do likewise. Because I've only 10 minutes. And that's all I'm going to take. And I just want to tell you the story, boys and girls, that's on my heart tonight. It's a Christmas story. And it's about two individuals. And they're on the wall. And one of them's called Joseph. And the other's called Mary. They lived some time ago, some 2,000 years. Or thereabouts. Just give me a second. Or thereabouts. I'll have to get longer leads here. Or thereabouts. And boys and girls, these two people, Joseph and Mary, met together and they fell in love, just like so many. And boys and girls, what are you doing on? These two people, well, they fell in love. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they intended to get married. Yeah. And they were looking forward to spending the rest of their lives together. Okay. But then one day, boys and girls, Mary had a visitor. Yeah. And the visitor she had was someone very, very special. Was an angel. And the angel came from the Lord out of heaven, and his name was Gabriel. And he came with a message for Mary. And this is what he said. He says, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." And you see, when Mary heard this, boys and girls, Mary was troubled, and she had many, many questions to ask this angel, which she did. And in the midst of the conversation, she realized that she was the fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. And she said to the angel, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. And boys and girls, Mary now was expecting a wee one. A wee boy. Yeah. By an act of God. And she headed away to the hills country. She headed away to see her cousin. And the cousin she went to see was a girl called Elizabeth, who was also expecting a wee one. But in the meantime, do you see Joseph? He heard about this. And he found out Mary's expecting. She's going to have a wee baby. And the problem with Joseph was this. The wee baby that Mary was going to have, he wasn't the daddy. And many thoughts came into his head. And he thought Mary didn't love him anymore. And he thought she'd been unfaithful. And he couldn't understand. And he was going to put her away and to put off the engagement. And boys and girls, Joseph, he went to bed that night. And as he lay down on his pillow, He went fast asleep. And while he was sleeping, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream. And he says, Joseph, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary for thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And boys and girls, listen. When the Lord spoke these words to him, he also explained to him that that which had happened was again a fulfillment of what Isaiah spoke about in chapter 7 and verse 14. And Joseph, he went on with it and he took Mary. Eventually he had to go to his hometown, a place called Bethlehem. And boys and girls, as he went back to Bethlehem, because he had to be taxed at that particular time, when he arrived in Bethlehem to see Mary, Mary was about to give birth. She was going to have her wee boy, her wee baby. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, they sought out an inn for to stay at. But the Bible says there was no room for them in the inn. And Mary, you have been singing about it tonight. Mary and Joseph ended up in a stable. Ended up among the stalls. Ended up among the animals. And there she gave birth to God's Son, Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world. And while, boys and girls, he was here, and while she had just given birth, there were shepherds that were in the same part of the country, and they were looking after their sheep. Their sheep. And something happened, because the angels came. An angel came first, and the message of the angel to the shepherds was this: I bring you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And boys and girls, listen, that little babe who was born in Bethlehem's manger is God's Son. And he's the Saviour of the world. Why was he sent, boys and girls? The reason why he was sent is because God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should become to the knowledge of the truth. And then there was a whole host of angels, and they gathered in the sky, and there was the first choral service that ever took place upon this planet. So the wise, or the shepherds, they says, look, hey, we better go and see this great thing. We better go unto Bethlehem and see this great thing which has come to pass, that the Lord has made known unto us. And they left their flock, and they made their journey, and they headed off into Bethlehem, and they came with haste. And what did they find? They found Mary, and they found Joseph, and they found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, boys and girls, listen. The reason and the purpose for this little babe being brought into the world, he came to save sinners. Christ Jesus, that's the person. You see, there wasn't another good enough to pay the price of sin. Christ only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And therefore, God sent His Son, Christ Jesus, who came into the world at Bethlehem's manger. And His purpose was that He might save sinners. And boys and girls, the Bible teaches us that every one of us are born in sin, that every one of us are shapen in iniquity, and that every one of us need God's salvation. And boys and girls, in order for God to save us, for the Lord to redeem us, for the Lord to pay the ultimate price, listen, the Bible tells us that the little babe that was born in Bethlehem's manger, he had to die. He had to suffer. And the Bible says that he suffered and he died on the cross at Calvary in order that people like you and people like me might be saved. And boys and girls, 36 years ago, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that. And I came one night, 36 years ago, I came to realize and admit what the Bible said about me, that I was a sinner. I came to believe that God sent forth His Son to be my Savior, who died for me on the cross. And I came and I simply asked Him. I called upon His name and asked Him to be my Savior. And boys and girls, if you're ever going to be saved, the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But before you're willing to call, you must admit, I'm a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, God's gift, is my only hope. And you come and you ask the Lord Jesus tonight to be your Savior, to be your Lord, and to be your Master. And you know something? To as many as receive Him, to them give He the power to become the sons of God. I want to speak to the moms and dads a wee minute. I wonder, do you recognize this truth on the wall? It's not the words of this church. It's not the words of this preacher. It's the Word of God. Dear friend, tonight, Mom and Dad, you're in danger tonight because you're a sinner just like all of us. There's not a person in this room who is not mentioned in this verse. The fact that we're sinners is that we're all going to die. And Christ Jesus came. He came. He left the splendor of heaven, came down into this sin-cursed scene of time in order that He might pay the ultimate price, which He did at Calvary. And He came into this world for the main plan and purpose was to save sinners like you and me. And dear friend, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do. It's the greatest task you'll ever perform as you come as a sinner to Jesus. For the one who has come to die, and the one who has rose again, and the one who's exalted and in the glory, is the one who can save you in this meeting tonight. This house is full this evening. Full to the walls. Listen, and listen carefully. You and I are looking forward to next week at Christmas. There may be some person in the meeting tonight who will not see next week. You'll not see Christmas. And I wonder, are you ready for heaven? Are you ready for home? Are you ready for eternity? Because Christ Jesus came and He came into the world and He came to save sinners. And that same invitation goes out to you, Mom and Dad, Granny and Granny. You too can come and trust Him tonight and leave this meeting knowing the peace of God and knowing peace with God and a hope for heaven. May God give you all the grace to come tonight and to trust Christ, the Savior of the world, and to save not only for time but for God's eternity. May God help you to do so.
And many thanks to Avar tonight for bringing the Word of God to us. Our closing hymn then is our closing carol is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. As soon as we sing this, our brother Danver Wilson is going to come up and commend us to the Lord and give thanks for the food. We do encourage you, please, to stay for tea. There's plenty for everybody, so let's try and do that tonight. Everett will go to the door as we sing the last verse. If you do need to slip on, he'll be there to shake your hand. And if you do want to talk to anyone about anything that has been said tonight or Everett has said, well then, many of us will be about and we'll be only too glad to do that tonight. Hark to her, the angels sing, Glory to the Newborn King.
Father, we just thank you for the privilege of being here. Thank you for these carols that lift and extol the name of our Saviour. Father, we thank you for the choir. Lord, we thank you that in my wandering, he came. And Father, you redeemed us with your precious blood. Father, we know it gives you joy to your heart to hear the little ones sing praises to you. And Father, for your precious word that has went forth and the scriptures that have been read. That Father, in the midst of the hustle and bustle, the commercialism of this season, that Father, you would speak to someone in our gathering who as yet has not bowed the knee. And Father, just acknowledged you as Saviour and Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for all your blessings. And Father, for the refreshments that are prepared next door, take of our thanks. And Father, for those who have travelled a bit of a distance, Lord, grant safe journey and mercies home to all of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.